said unto his disciples, let us cross over to the other side.
What is up, everyone? It is another day, another time, and another week for yours and my favorite Monday night show. And I'm not talking about Monday Night Football. I'm talking about your favorite show, my favorite show, We'll Talk Monday. You all, we have finally came out of the I Survived It series. Now, every once in a while, you might get a couple of more little episodes here and there of it. But back to back, you're not going to get them anymore. God has finally given us the clearance to get out of that series. And who better, and I mean who better, to come back for this next episode, this new episode, than my homie, my homegirl, my sis, and I'm talking about Big Tiff. I mean, if y'all don't know who that is, where y'all been at? I mean, see a poet? She's your favorite poet, probably. She's a mother. Let me put some respect on her name. She's an award-winning poet. Let me put some respect on her name. And she's already been on We'll Talk Monday before. So she is not a guest. She family now. So after this countdown plays, I'm going to just bring my homegirl, my big sis, Big Tiff, up in the building. So grab y'all popcorn, because y'all know how Big Tiff coming. And yo, if you ain't subscribed to our YouTube channel yet, yo, y'all playing on our top. Quit playing. We need y'all to subscribe. We need y'all to like, share, subscribe. Do all that. Run it up. All right? Run that up. All right. Don't make me tell y'all no more. All right, let's go. What is up, sis?
What is going on?
Oh, my goodness. Like, I'm glad we got you back up in here.
Yes.
You know you owe me a poem, but I ain't going to make you give me one this time. I'm not going to make you give me one this time, but you owe me a poem.
Oh, my goodness.
I ain't going to hold you. I ain't going to hold you to it this time.
It's okay. I'm working on some new stuff, so I'll have something new and fresh for you, and you'll be the first person to hear it. I promise.
All right. Y'all heard her. So, all right. We're getting the first new poetry by Big Tiff. So, in case they've been living under a rock, tell these people who you are so they can put some respect on your name.
I am Tiffany Marie, aka Big Tiff. I am a award-winning spoken word poet here in St. Louis, Missouri. I plan to travel with it a little more. You can find me on all social media platforms. That's Apple Music, YouTube, Spotify, Anything you can about name. I do have a new project coming out soon, so make sure y'all be on the lookout for that. And y'all can just find me on all social media at Tiffany Marie.
So y'all heard her, right? See, got a new project coming out soon too. So you already know we're gonna need that new project because we're gonna premiere. Because one thing we do over here is we support. We love supporting our family. So, Tiff, tonight we are talking about spinning the block.
Okay.
Yeah, because let's keep it real and let's keep it all the way 100. A lot of times, it's easier to spin the block because you're comfortable. But then again, that same comfort could get you in trouble because there's a reason why they are ex. So I'm going to go with you first. Ladies first. Do you think it's a good idea to spin the block? Why or why not?
Me personally, I do not spin the block. To each his own. People, you know, do what they and feel as they should do. But I feel as though once we've reached the end, there is nothing we can make work. There is nothing we can talk about to make it work out. And we move forward. What's the point of coming back? Because then what's going to be different? What we're about to do that's different that didn't work the first time? Because we had time to think of conclusions. We had time to think about stuff that we can make work, and it didn't work, and it didn't happen. So why now? It's always what I think. So I don't personally spin the block. I feel like once I'm off you, I'm off you. I don't want to relive nothing that we had going on. I don't want to deal with it. Once I'm gone, I'm gone. Like I say, to each his own, but I do not think it's a good idea to spin the block. I think once you move forward, you should just move forward. It's the reason you're moving forward. They used to say, my grandma used to always say this to me. She used to say, you better stop messing with that boy. He's going to be your baby daddy. He said, God giving you clues and telling you things and showing you things of why this person shouldn't be around you. And you're not taking heed. You just want to be around him. You're blind. You're going for it. And now he's your baby daddy. And now you're seeing the real side of him. And now you're seeing, you know, and it's just like you could have avoided that if you would have left the first time. Or could have left the second time.
For me, I'm not spinning the block. Mm-hmm. I'm not. Well, let me rephrase that. You gotta show me a reason why I should spin the block on you. You gotta show me a reason. Because now, let's just keep it all the way real and all the way 100. No offense, sis, but y'all women are crazy. Like, legit, y'all will go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, lose y'all's mind, and the minute the man gets tired of dealing with the drama, then it's a, baby, I'm sorry. I'm not going to do that no more. I promise. Then here I am, Bojo the Fool, Bobo the Clown. All right, baby, all right. You ain't gonna do that no more. All right. I forgive you. Then not even 5 seconds later, you right back doing that same thing again. And I'm like, and then when I get tired of it, then I'm the bad guy because when I'm done, my cutoff game is real strong.
As it should be.
Like when, and it takes a lot for me to get to that point, but when I'm done, I mean, there's no more talking about it because obviously we didn't have conversations and you ain't willing to say what's the issue. So at this point, you blocked on everything. Mm-hmm. Your family blocked on everything. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not even giving your family a chance to reach out to me. Talking about, oh, she really misses you. Mm-hmm. No, we done. Mm. And the minute you try to text me from a fake number, I'm blocking that number too.
Why do they do that? I hate that more than anything in the world, texting me from other numbers. Because if we're sitting there arguing and I don't want to keep arguing with you, so I block you and you decide to create a new number and text me from it, like, what does that do for you? Where does that get you? You just want to argue. But why? Does that, like, what does that do for people? Just sitting up wanting to argue. What do that do for you?
I felt like Plies at that point. You want to argue? I ain't trying to argue with you.
I don't want to argue with you. I don't. If I block you, let that just be it. We don't need to keep going in circles, because then, like, what we doing? I had that happen to me, and I hated it so much because I never understand it. Like, why? If you say, oh, don't text me no more, don't talk to me no more, and then I stop texting you and I stop talking to you and I block you, and then here you go texting me from a different number because I blocked you. I'm confused. Do you want me to talk to you?
I'm giving
you
what you wanted, boo boo.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand. And I'm to the point in my life now where I'm not chasing no grown man. I don't care what today's society wants you to believe. I don't expect no man to chase me. And please don't expect me to chase you. I don't even chase my liquor. I don't even chase my kids. I don't even chase after the bus. I'm not going to chase. Only thing I go chase is a chick.
At this point, may the Lord watch between me and Eve. Why would I have someone from another? Because I'm not fooling with my sister tonight. I'm not. But no. But for real though, I'll tell you the thing that aggravates me the most. I done blocked you. Then you text me, acting like you somebody totally different. Texting me acting like you somebody totally different. Then you email me from a different email address acting as if you're somebody totally different.
You be getting emails. People be emailing.
I have to tell you
about
this after
the show. They be cussing you out through emails. They be like,
look. I'm about to tell you after the show, I'm going to call you and I'm going to fill you in. I promise you.
Cause emails is crazy. I'm gonna be at work like, you got me fucked.
Man, trying to be so professional in the email, but it's like, on the other hand, I'm like, there's a side of me that really
wants to. That's crazy. I never understand it. I don't think spinning the block is a thing that should be common or like a thing that's in. Like, I feel once we're done and move on. I feel like hanging on to people who you know you're done with, you just don't want to let them go because maybe you don't want to see them with someone else, or like you say, it's comfortable for them. It's home for them. But sometimes home can be toxic, and sometimes home can be not a real home, just what people think home is. It's bad. Like, what are we spending the block for? What are we going to get out of this besides continuously having a heartbreak and hurt feelings and confused minds? Like, this isn't healthy. There's nothing healthy about that. I want a healthy love. So if spinning a block doesn't get me that, if I'm going to, we're at an intersection. And the only thing you can do at this intersection is go straight with your life. Go on and move on. Or I'm going to have to turn around and make a U-turn. Both streets is blocked off. Both side streets is blocked off. I can either go on with my life or turn around and make a U-turn and go back the other way. I'm probably going to go on and go straight and find a different path.
That part.
Because
I promise you there's something better waiting on me.
Yeah. Turning around is going to get me to what? Another dead end? Maybe another way where I got to turn around again? Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just came from that way. And that way didn't get me where I was trying to go, so I need to find a different way.
Oh, come on. I wish I had an organ over here.
I don't want to spin circles. I'm wasting gas. I'm wasting my gas. Mm-hmm. Gas is high. What I'm about to turn around in circles around this block for if it don't have nothing to offer me? I've already hit this block once. So what I'm about to hit this block twice for if I already know this block ain't got nothing, it's dry. It ain't got what I need. So I'm gonna go find me a different block. I'm finna go hit the block up the street.
Okay. So I'm about to reverse it. I'm about to reverse it though.
Okay.
I'm gonna hit you with a couple of scenarios.
Okay.
Anybody that knows me, they know I'm the king of the scenarios.
Okay.
I'm gonna hit you with some scenarios. Let's say dude is more Cessnet type fine.
Okay.
He went from Steve Urkel and now he's Stefan Arkell. When you finally see him again, he's Stefan Arkell. He coming in there, he got his swagger on 10. He coming correct. He done got his money up. He about his business now. And he's coming to you like a grown man. And he's telling you, like, you know, Tiff, I apologize. Back in the day, I did not realize what I had. But I have spent the last few years chasing and trying to find what I had in you the whole time. So I would love it if you gave me one more chance to show you that I'm a different guy. What are you doing?
If I'm being honest, knowing myself personally and knowing the lover girl that I am, I'm about gonna give him another chance, depending on the relationship that we've had before. Like, depending on how we ended and why we ended will determine if I'm gonna give you another chance. Because in reality, if we ended because it was that you didn't want to get a job and you were just really lazy and all you wanted to do was sit at home and play the video game, and now you this big boss who's all about his business and he done upgraded in life, then yeah, that's worth giving a chance to, because people change, you know what I'm saying, and people elevate. Now, if it was a relationship that we had where you was beating my behind and blacking my eyes, and then you come back as this saved godly man, am I going to spin the block? No. Like, I'm so proud of you that you've become a changed man, and that, you know what I'm saying, you have been saved and you have God in your life now, but that's not a block I'm gonna spend. It's gotta be worth me going back to. That's not something worth me going back to. It'd be worth going back to a person who just became a CEO of a multi-million dollar business, but when I met him 10 years ago, he was a junkie and all he did was play the video game, and you know, that's worth giving a try to. I give a try to that. Why not? Everybody deserves a second chance, but not all chances deserve a second chance. Every person deserves a second chance, but not all chances and instances and situations deserve seconds.
I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. I agree with that. So I'm going to give you a couple of more, and then I'm going to give you the opportunity to give me a couple of scenarios to see how I would respond to it. So let's say you are at the grocery store, okay? Mm-hmm. You run into your ex's mama. Your ex's mama and you have always been like this, mm-hmm. real tight. She comes up to you and she gives you a big hug and she tells you, you know, my son's biggest mistake in life was not marrying you. His life has been going downhill ever since he let you go. And he's actually back at home living with me because nothing is going right for him since he left you. For me, will you please just at least call him and maybe y'all can go out to dinner?
For what? That's really gonna be my answer. For what? I love you. You're a great woman, and you probably were a damn good mom. And sometimes it's just not enough. But for what? Why?
He always loved you, Tiffany. He always loved you.
So, love can only get you so far. Love can only get you so far. I was gonna go somewhere with that, but I'm gonna save that for another day.
Come on, go there.
Because it ain't enough love in the world for me to allow a person to do me any kind of way. Love can only get you so far. Love don't pay my bills. Love don't put gas in my car. Love don't put food on my table. Love don't wash my clothes. Love don't make sure my daughter gets on the bus at 7:15. Love don't. It don't. I love me enough to say that I don't want that. If he loved himself, He gonna love himself enough to say, I learned my lesson from that relationship. Now I'm gonna take what I learned and I'm gonna apply it to the next. Because not everything is worth going back to. Me and her can still have this bomb relationship. Maybe me and him can be friends. But we don't have to have a relationship. So what? But for what? What am I giving him a call for? What are we discussing? What are we talking about? Am I too strict? Because I just don't have time to play and we're adults. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like as a grown up,
we ought to know what we want.
Yeah, I just feel like as a grown person, yeah, we still have things that we're learning and everybody's going to make mistakes. But at a point in time, it's like, when are you going to want better for you? I can't want more for you than you want for yourself.
Come on.
I can't want for you to go get a job more than you want to go get a job. I can't want for you to go get your own place more than you want to go get your own place. I can't want for you to go wash your funky behind more than you want to wash your funky behind. Like, you have to want it more than anything. That way, when I back you up, it makes 100% sense. But if I'm the only one that wants it and it's not even for me, what am I going back for? I'm not saying that he's going to be completely perfect the first time around, because I'm not expecting that. I'm expecting common sense. I'm expecting things that are common sense to be just simple. It shouldn't be hard. Love ain't supposed to be hard. Love ain't supposed to be hateful. Love ain't supposed to be stressful. Love ain't supposed to be none of that stuff. So if it's going to be any of that, there's no reason to spend no blocks. What am I calling him for? What are we talking about? I don't want that kind of love. I want a healthy love. I want an efficient love. I want a successful love. I want a happy love. I want to really be able to say, my husband is happy at home. My home is taken care of, and I'm happy. And if that's how it's going, then that's the love I want. But I can't, if spinning the block not gonna give me that love, I'm gonna keep going forward. Yeah, because the street up ahead could be the next one. That could be the street with the present on it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. This gas station up here on 7th and that may be the one where my husband is at. And I'm over here stuck at the goddamn Phillips 66 because my tire is flat, because I keep going in circles around this fucking block.
Sis.
I'm just saying.
I want to know a question, y'all. Did y'all catch that poem that she literally just dropped off the top of the dome? Like, off the top of the dome. Do y'all see why she is y'all's favorite poet? Because can't nobody else do that but Big Tip. Like, legit, came off the top of the dome.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you something. Say you met a woman, right? And you and this woman have been kicking it for a while. You love the vibe that y'all got. Everything is jamming, is good, right? You go to the store one day, I don't know, go to the gas station, and you run into your very first love, a woman that always had your heart but got away. She got away. Maybe y'all moved into separate cities. Maybe she and her family had to move away. It just didn't end badly. Y'all just had to separate. This woman wants to meet up with you. She wants to reconnect. She wants to see where things can go, because now she's back living in the same town that you're in. But you already messing with this young lady, and you guys are on a good note. You're loving everything that you guys got going on. What you doing?
I'm not going to leave a good situation that I'm in over a possibility of a what if. Because let's be 100%. There are a lot of dudes that follow the 80-20 rule. They got 80% at home, but they see a little 20% out here on the street. And that 20% looks real good, because you're not getting it at home. Mm-hmm. But then they get with that 20% and they realize, man, this ain't nothing but a little funky 20%. I had 80. Crack at the crib. What am I doing? And what I'm not gonna do is end up like old dude on Why Did I Get Married and see my wife come up in that building looking fine, my ex-wife looking fine as wine.
Because ain't that what we do, though? Or anyone?
No, let me tell you. A woman can be busted when y'all break up. Give her about 4 months. Give her about 4 months to 5 months. You're going to see that same woman. And you're going to be like,
yes.
What the?
Yes. And some people, and some men be like, where was that energy when you were with me? I had it.
You didn't pour into me.
Yeah, I had it. It just wasn't as loud as that 20%. That 20% was real loud and vibrant. That 20% had chest out, thick thighs, hips round, all of that. But your little 80% over here, I don't have all of that, but I'm loyal. I cook. You got food at home every time you come home from work, bath ran, clothes rolled. Your kids are taken care of. Your clothes are out for the next day. You have all these things going on, but it doesn't look good to you because that 20 got the big perkies and the big boobs and the every, and she looks good and she, maybe she a sucking sex you real quick, but what about the end game? You know what I'm saying?
Dude, let's keep it real. There's a lot of men that have lost out on great businesses because of the simple fact they let their boss, they let the queen get away. If you are playing chess, yes, the king, the game is over once the king gets captured. Correct. But the most powerful piece on that chess board is that queen. That queen can move anywhere and do anything. Once you lose that queen, 9 times out of 10, the game is close to being over because you lost that covering. You lost that peace that you need. And for me, I need that woman in my life that when the chips are down, she praying for me. Let's keep it real and let's keep it funky. The world is already giving me enough stress as it is.
Okay.
I do not want to come home and have to deal with 10 times more stress. Now, I'm not saying every day is going to be perfect, because it's not. But what we are going to do is we're going to figure it out together. We're going to keep God first, and we're going to keep everything together, and we're going to do it God's way. That is what we're going to do. Because at the end of the day, let's keep it real. I'm trying to have that successful love. I'm done with the struggle love. I'm done with that struggle love.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about the Beyonce and Jay-Z type of success. I'm not talking about the Barack and Michelle type success.
That's success.
I'm talking
to
about the
eye.
Me and her type success.
That's success.
But
success
to us. A lot of times, the reason why we are quick to split in the block is because over there on that block, you got this girl that looks good. And she looks like the perfect little piece of arm candy. That will be perfect to be on your arms at all these events. I'm guilty. I've had that arm candy. Great looking on my arms. We definitely turned heads when we walked in the building.
Okay.
But where's your substance?
Now, I've fumbled some great men that I've wanted to spin the block on me before. And if they would have tried to spin the block on me now, I would say I probably wouldn't allow them to.
Why not? You said they're great men and you a great woman.
I wouldn't allow them to, because I feel like they would give me just the right amount of what I was giving them before. They won't give me above and beyond like maybe I'd want, if that makes sense. So, like, I feel like before, when they probably left me, I wasn't giving them 100%. I was giving them 50, right? Now that they meet me, I'm at 100%. He doesn't know that I'm at 100%. He just remembers me from the 50%. So when he meets me now, he's meeting me at the 50%, not the 100% that I'm at. So I wouldn't want him to spin the block on me. Please just keep going forward, because you probably were already at your 100% when I was at my 50, which is why you walked off. So don't dumbify it and come back because I look good as that 20.
All right. I got another scenario for you, and then I'm gonna let you give me one.
Okay.
Actually, you owe me two, because I'm gonna give you three, so I'll give you your same. Give me two. All right, so here's your third one. So you're at the park with your daughter. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
While you're at the park, there's this great looking guy that comes up to you. You don't recognize him. And he is, come to find out, he used to be best friends. He's best friends with a guy that you used to deal with. It wasn't nothing serious, but you and this guy used to like kick it. Y'all went on a couple of dates, y'all did y'all's thing. He tells you that he has always had a crush on you, but he did not want to approach you because you was dating his boy. So, but you spend the block and date your ex's best friend, good friend. No. Dang, you answered that real quick.
No, that's a conflict of interest. Because then when we get into it and you get mad at me, what you gonna say? You a homie hopper. That's why you a hoe. I don't want to hear that shit. I'm gonna avoid it at all costs. And the way to avoid it is by telling you, nope, I can't even mess with you. Why I can't mess with you? Because I used to mess with your homeboy to a certain extent. I have that much respect for myself. For myself. I'm gonna tell you no. I'm gonna go ahead and turn it down, big bro. I can't even do it. That's a conflict of interest. Not even just because if you get mad, you would say that. Just because I wouldn't feel right. Knowing that you're about to come lay in the same spot that your best friend or your homeboy or your brother used to lay in. That's not a comfortable feeling for me. That I'm feeling nasty. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling like, because then if the shoe was on the other foot, let's put woman in the man's shoe. I don't want to lay in no bitch spot. If I knew that you just had someone over here, why would I want to come lay right after them? I don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I don't. And especially if it's a female that I know, I don't want to come lay after my best friend. I don't want to come lay after my sister. I don't want to come lay after my homegirl. You know what I'm saying? Like, no.
Whoever you sleep with, you sleep with whoever they slept.
And that's nasty.
Yeah.
With that being said, it's a no for me. I'm definitely not, I can't date the homeboy. I've done that before. And let me tell you the karma I experienced. I don't know. I'm talking about the karma I experienced from that. Oh, that's not nothing to play with. One and done. And I learned, and I'm going to take it with me forever. So, let me ask you a question. Let me think real quick.
All right, come with it.
Say you at the altar, and you're about to get married, right? And the pastor says, "Is there anyone in here that objects to this couple being married?" And it's a woman you used to be so madly in love with, but she ended up having to transfer with her job, so y'all couldn't continue the relationship because you don't do long distance. But now she's transferred back, but you ain't know because you ain't seen her. But the only time you see her is at your wedding, where you're about to get married. She looks good, she's doing good, she's doing really well in life. And she just wants to pick up where y'all left off. She came back. What we doing?
I can't do it because there is a reason why I put that ring on this woman's finger.
So you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't go back to the woman who you were madly in love with before you met this woman.
No, because obviously when I put a ring on a woman's finger, I'm madly in love with that woman. I'm only trying to get married one time and one time only. So when I put that ring on her finger, trust and believe me, I'm saying, like, you know what? I don't even see nobody else.
Okay, hold on. Stop right there. So, say you got married, right? You chose this woman. This was the woman you put the wedding ring on the finger for. We probably a couple months or years down the line, and you sick of her shit. You see what kind of woman she is. You really are going through it with her. You're not elevating in life. You're really kind of stagnant. You've been stagnant since y'all got married. She just kind of don't seem like she's interested in the marriage anymore. Blase, blase, right? You want to go and try to spin the block on Miss Ma'am that wanted to interrupt the wedding. Miss Ma'am that interrupt the wedding tells you that she, you know, that she don't want to do it because you left her after giving, you know, after she gave you an ultimatum. What you gonna do? You gonna try to plead your case with the young lady who you spend the block on, or you just gonna say you gonna stick it out with your wife?
I'm gonna tell her, you know what? I respect that. Because at the end of the day, life is about choices. And I made my choice when I decided to stay and get married to this girl. Now, I cannot be mad at you for making your choice and saying that, you know what? No, you had your chance, big dog. I gave you that opportunity. I'm not about to give you another opportunity to play with my emotions again. Like, you made me look like a fool up there, like, everybody looking at me crazy. I ain't about to give you another chance to do that.
Yeah.
So I respect her. I respect that. That shows me that she has respect for herself.
For sure.
What I'm going to do at that point, I'm going to go to God, and I'm going to be like, God, the only way this marriage is going to work is you fix it.
Yeah.
If you don't want me in it,
take me out.
Give me a way out. Give me a way out.
I understand. So, okay, well, shoot. It also spinning the block is not it's not a good thing. I don't think it should be a thing. I think people should just embrace different, enjoy different, be different. I think trying different is good. Exploring love in different areas, different cultures, different races. I'm definitely not one of those people who say, oh, I'm black, so I don't date outside my race. I feel like love doesn't come in a color. I feel like love.
You feel like love is blind.
Yeah, I told you, love to me is, I'm gonna write a piece like that, okay?
Come on. You already done voted. You done voted and premiered it here.
I gotta write a piece like that because I need them to know that love is not a race. Love is not a color. Love is not this shirt that I wear on my collar. Love is.
She talking about she gonna write a piece, but legit, she freestyling and writing the piece right here.
That was just a little sprinkle on the top. No, but yeah, spinning the block is not good. Healthy love. I think we should all start to promote a healthy love. I think we should get back to what a healthy love used to look like before social media became a thing.
She's about to get into another topic.
I'm gonna stop right there. But before social media became a thing, baby, love was healthy. It may not have looked like it, but they was not putting it on TV, making it seem like what it is, how they do it now. Love was healthy. When I grew up and I watched my grandparents growing up, I never seen them have a fight. I never seen them have an argument. I never seen them disagree in person. And, you know, behind closed doors, they may have. But around the family and the grandkids, oh, we smiled. We kicked it. We loved it. It was love, a healthy love. We need to get back to that. Spinning the block could be healthy, but 9 times out of 10, it is not.
Yeah.
It's not a situation you should go back to. It's a common situation. It's a comfortable situation, but it's not a healthy situation. It's probably not a safe situation. So me, I'm spinning the block. I'm not spinning it, and ain't nobody spinning it on me. So my car parked, okay, in my driveway. I'm not parked on nobody's street. I ain't in nobody's way. I am in my driveway minding my business.
Come on. So what I'm going to do at this point is I'm going to let you give them some real talk. And okay. At this moment, what I want you to do is just explain to them, encourage somebody that may be going through, that may be thinking about spinning that block, mm-hmm. but they not really for sure. They getting those text messages talking about some good morning, big head. I miss you, big head.
Yeah, okay.
And they really about to fall for it. This dude is sending them all those lovey-dovey songs, all that. I want you to encourage them on why they should not fall for this. And then also, I want you to tell them where they can find you at. But you all trust and believe me, she is coming back.
I am.
This is like another home for her now. So she's coming back. Trust and believe me.
So I am.
This is Real Talk Monday. This is your Real Talk for the moment. Let's go.
All right, y'all. So from a woman to another woman, I feel as though if spinning a block becomes an option for you, I'm not just going to flat out tell you not to do it. I'm going to just tell you, think about it. Think about the pros, think about the cons. And if the cons outweigh the pros, I don't think you should go back to it. Always think about, they say live for the moment, but I always think about the future. Where will I see myself with this person in the future? And if I'm not going to see myself with this person in the future, I'm not going to waste my time. Spinning the block could be dangerous. Especially if you're going back to a dangerous, toxic situation. So please don't put yourself in that situation because it's familiar. Don't put yourself in that situation because you feel like that, because you have those insecurities within yourself and you feel like you don't look good and no one wants you. So you're going to go back to a person who didn't want you, but felt like, you know, don't fall into that. Don't fall into that. You are beautiful no matter what. You say, no matter what anybody say, you are very beautiful. Love yourself. Love yourself and know what not to go back to, what to move forward to go to. Forward is always good. Change is always good. There's never anything bad about change, just adapting. And you can always adapt to change. Fellas, this is not a one-sided situation, fellas. I feel like don't circle back if it's a bad situation. Don't circle back if she can't help elevate you, if she don't talk to you nice, if the vibe ain't there, if she don't respect you, if she don't really give you that healthy love and promote that within your relationship and let you be the man and be the masculine that you're supposed to be, then don't circle back. It's not worth it. It's not worth your time. It's not worth the energy that you put into it. And I'm a firm believer in there's not enough love in the world to let anybody do you any kind of way. It's not. Love yourself enough to say that I don't deserve that, so I'm not going to put up with that, because you don't have to put up with that. No disrespect. No one's tolerating disrespect. So don't go back to disrespect. We don't tolerate that. Respect yourself enough and love yourself enough to not deal with that. Let me not preach to y'all. I'm not no life coach or nothing, but I don't spin the block for specific reasons, and I think y'all should just outweigh y'all pros and cons. Y'all can find me on any social media platform at @IamTiffany_Marie or Tiffany Marie on Facebook, and I'm on all music platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, anything you can pretty much name under Tiffany Marie.
At this point, I was ready to extend the invitation because she is killing it. She up here letting y'all have it. Like I said, y'all, trust and believe me, she is coming back. I promise y'all that. And as I always say, sometimes our disappointments are nothing more than God's appointments, which means some things that we're looking at is bad. God is only turning it around for our good. Stay blessed, be blessed, and be a blessing to someone else. And until then, I'll see you next week. Peace.
Thank you for watching another Reverend JC3 production. We appreciate all of your support. But before you go, here's a clip from one of our favorite episodes this season.
But what do you want your life to look like? And I knew that 2010, I didn't want my life looking like that. I had started college. I was a music education major. The kids were little. I had waited on him to go to school and waited on him to figure out what he wanted to do with his life. I waited 10 years. And I feel like I've been waiting on a man for a very long time. And I got tired of waiting, and I am tired of waiting. And so I just picked up my stuff and I said, I'm going to college. I'm going to register for college because I have waited and you haven't done anything. And this is where we are. We're no better off than when we started. Yet we have two children that we have to take care of, and this is not going to work. So I decided I would register, and I did. And then, I was there for a good bit.
You can also follow us on every major social media site. And until next week, I'll see y'all later. Peace. Love y'all.